House Bill 1154, an act to clarify the application of certain driving privilege penalties with regard to juvenile adjudications.
House Bill 1154 having had its second reading for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Adelstein.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill is a bill that was brought once again on behalf of the state's attorney in Pennington County. All it does is treats minors who break the law driving a vehicle in the same manner that adults are treated. Right now, the provision of that law provides that only those that may have their licenses taken for the offenses listed in the bill are those who have been convicted. As you know, minors are not convicted, they're only adjudicated, and this bill goes ahead and treats the offense rather than the age of the offender. I urge the passage.
Further remarks, Representative Marshall.
Mr. Speaker, members of the House, this is not simply a language correction in this bill. This is also not a bill about drunken driving. This is not about an underage person behind the wheel. 35-9-2 is purchase, possession, or consumption. This is an underage drinking bill. What it says, if it is passed, is upon a first conviction of underage drinking, a minor will lose their license for 6 months. Upon being found on their second underage consumption, they will lose their driver's license for 1 year. This is a mandatory sentencing bill. Legislatures throughout the country have chosen to use this technique in their states of mandatory sentencing. It is controversial. What it says is that your judge can't make that decision on a case-by-case situation. Furthermore, what this says is we will break the understanding of what adjudication is as opposed to conviction. With adults, we talk about convictions. We understand what those are. It goes down on your record. It is there forever. With juveniles, we refer to adjudication. This sets out what occurred. An adjudication sets out what the consequence will be, but it does not qualify as a conviction. An adjudication will allow a young person to make a mistake and not have it on their record forever. And that mistake could be sitting in the back seat of a car, having consumed alcohol, being caught, remember we're talking first conviction, and then if we add these sections today, the mandatory sentence will be lose your license for 6 months. The second time this young person is caught, it is a mandatory sentence of lose your license for 1 year. I believe this is not what we really want to do. I believe with our young people, and I am not condoning mistakes, but I believe the juvenile system was set up so that that judge can look at that juvenile and look at that single circumstance and figure out the very best sentence for that young person. The one that looks at how do we correct this mistake, pay for this mistake, but help the young person on the road to more sensible choices in the future. I ask you to please vote down 1154. Do not support mandatory sentencing. Do support judges being able to work in the best interest of the child.
Further remarks on 1154. Hearing Representative Tupel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, finally, we have a bill before us that would actually put some teeth in trying to prevent underage drinking. As I understand the bill, it won't place any black marks on that person's permanent record. That will still be cleared off as an adult. There wouldn't be any misdemeanor convictions on their permanent record as an adult. However, they would have a consequence for their actions. And if we consider underage drinking to be a problem, which I consider to be a problem, I know of no privilege that teenagers hold in higher esteem than their driving privilege. And I believe that this bill, if enacted, would be an effective deterrent for teenagers to participate in underage drinking. And I urge your support of the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks, House Bill 1154. Hearing none, the question for the House is the final passage of House Bill 1154. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will have the voting machine. Members should vote on House Bill 1154.
Representatives Richard Brown, Flowers, Bradford, and Van Norman. Representative Richard Brown. He's there. He's there. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 40, nays 29, excused 1.
House Bill 1154, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed.